out of the program.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
It's Friday, you bastards.
You're here to make a significant announcement.
I've registered as an Arizona independent.
What?
I know some people might be a little bit surprised by this, but actually, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, a growing number of Arizonans and people like me just don't feel like we fit neatly into one party's box or the other. And so, like many across the state and the nation, I've decided to leave that partisan process and really just focus on the work that I think matters to Arizona and to our country, which is solving problems and getting things done.
So your voting record is pretty capital D Democratic. I mean, your views are generally that of a moderate centrist Democrat. How does leaving the party change how you do your job?
Well, I don't think anything will change about how I do my job. Arizonans sent me to the United States Senate to be an independent voice for our state, and I'll continue doing that. What I think is important about this decision and this move is that I'll be able to show up to work every day as an independent.
What?
And not be, you know, stuck into one party's demands of following without thinking.
Wait, what? We're getting a divorce and you're not leaving? We're splitting up and you're staying in the house? How does that work? How does that happen? You know why she's doing it. I think everybody understands if you think through, you know, what she's doing there. She doesn't want to be primaried, okay? She doesn't want to go through what would probably be the most expensive primary in the nation in Arizona. And Ruben Gallego, who is a House member currently, just like she was when she was, you know, a radical, liberal, progressive. Wasn't she a Green Party person at first? Yeah, so now she went from Green Party to progressive Democrat to I'm a moderate centrist Democrat to, hey, I'm almost a Republican now. Only because it's old school. She's as old school a Republican as you could ever want. I mean, all she lives for is, campaign donations from giant corporations. I mean, her campaign money comes directly from big pharma and big banking, which also hedge fund managers. This is why she was against raising taxes, which would have been included in Build Back Better, which also had things in there like child care and universal pre-K. And remember, she was the impediment to progress on that bill. Her and Joe Manchin, Manchinima, or whatever they were calling, benefit their names. Honestly, she's doing this because she doesn't want to be primaried by at least Ruben Gallego, who's indicated that he would like to primary her as a Democrat. Well, if she's an independent, you understand there's no primary as it stands now, right? There's no primary. And so she doesn't have to face, another Democrat and say whether or not, Arizona wants a real Democrat or whether Arizona wants a centrist Democrat or whether Arizona wants somebody who was an impediment to Arizona's progress. That's the only reason why she's doing it. But, I mean, you know, you can't even say good riddance to her because she's not leaving. You want to say, hey, don't let the door split you, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, but you can't. Because she's not going anywhere. She's not going anywhere. This is a reflection of who I've always been. Well, if what you see in the mirror is a self-serving, self-centered asshat, then you win that argument. But let me tell you this right now. Arizona MAGA, okay, they don't like non-binary politicians, okay? And by that, I don't mean her orientation sexually. I mean her orientation party-wise. You know, she thinks she's a maverick, but she's no maverick. She's an asshole, okay? That's what she is. She's being an asshole. She's doing this for self-serving purposes. She doesn't want to face a primary challenger. She doesn't want to spend money on that. She just wants to continue to fundraise off of big pharma, big banks, people who don't want their taxes raised, billionaire hedge fund managers, etc., right? And that's what, where she staked out her, her fundraising prowess. That's where she makes all her cash. And she knows that two things. If she stays a Democrat, number one, she's going to get primaried. And number two, if she becomes an independent, then she could still be a thorn in the side of anybody who wants universal pre-K and wants to pay for it. Anybody who wants, you know, child care and wants to pay for it, she can still stab, you know, the eyeballs out of the people that want that and be an impediment to progress. But this way, she doesn't have to face a challenger. And she is up for re-election in 2024. And you know how everybody said, oh, it's going to be such a difficult map. The Democrats have 24 seats to defend. And so she's already thinking about where should she be. But I'll tell you this about Arizona maggots, just like Florida maggots. They don't like a non-binary politician. Okay. With them, it's all about support for Donald Trump or for Ron DeSantis or the don't say gay agenda or the banning of the books, the tamping down of the free speech. And she is not going to fit into that particular crowd's box. Why is she talking about fitting into boxes? It's just ew. But she is. Because MAGA doesn't like non-binary politics, which is what she's saying there. I'm non-binary. I could go, you know, either way. I can object to progress as well as I can advocate for progress. Now, you understand why I'm saying she's for Big Pharma. It's pretty simple. During the Medicare prescription drug negotiations, where we wanted to say Medicare, the largest purchaser of prescription drugs, ought to be able to negotiate with Big Pharma, she was the impediment to that for 2 years. For 2 years, right? And then finally, at the end, the compromise to get her vote was to say, okay, we'll only allow Medicare to negotiate 10 drugs, just 10, and they won't be allowed to begin negotiations with Big Pharma until 2026. So she's managed to delay the profit margin being, you know, the slightest bit disturbed by a negotiation with Medicare for, well, let's see, it's 2022, almost 23. Let's say it's 23. For three more years, plus the 2 years she obstructed. So she's been able to deliver for them 5 years of insane profit margins. So she's worth the $1 million that they gave her. I mean, if she were owned more by big pharmaceutical companies, she would have to have a disclaimer after her name, you know, like might cause oily stools. If you experience swelling of the tongue and mouth, please contact, 911, you know, it's like, you know, may experience undue vomiting and diarrhea. Kristen Sinema is not for everybody or even anybody. If you take Kristen Sinema before an important Senate vote, you may experience aggravation and depression combined with intense nausea. I mean, it's just so unbelievable. But this is what she's doing. This is what she said, and nothing will change.
Let's talk about practically what this means, because you're the chair of at least two subcommittees. You're a member of a number of important committees, including Veterans Affairs. Does this mean that you're no longer going to be in those positions because you're no longer a Democrat and the Democrats control the Senate?
Well, I intend to maintain my position on my committees and keep doing the work that I've been doing for Arizona. So I don't think that things will change in terms of how I operate or the work that I do in the United States Senate.
Yes, do not continue to take Kristen Sinema if she becomes a pain in your ass. No, I'm going to take advantage of the big wins that the Democrats got in the Senate, a historic win by President Joe Biden, who has maintained his Senate majority, something that hadn't been accomplished since 1934. Oh, no, I'm going to take advantage of that, and I'm going to continue to serve on my committees, you know. But I'm not going to vote with Democrats or anything like that. I want everybody to know my vote is for sale. I want everyone to know I'm independent of either party's platform, and you can purchase me. Unbelievable. Just so completely, amazingly gross. Here we were celebrating that we had a 51-49 Senate, and she's, leaving the Democratic Party to become non-binary. If you're like me, you're probably a bit frustrated with the state of our political system today. So why does American democracy look the way it does? And how can we make it more responsive to the people it was formed to serve? Democracy Decoded, a podcast by Campaign Legal Center, examines our government and discusses innovative ideas that could lead to a stronger, more transparent, accountable, and inclusive democracy. In season two, host Simone Leeper covers everything you need to know about voting in the U.S. She speaks with experts from across the country and voters representing impacted communities about the deliberate barriers to voting that exist today. And she asks, how can we make our voting systems more inclusive? Because our democracy works best when every voter can participate. Listen to the latest season at democracydecoded.org. or wherever you get your podcasts, democracydecoded.org.